This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am sorry, this is the biggest waste of money ever. I bought one of those Mophies to keep my iPhone charged, and the Mophie charges, and the charge only lasts... I'm sorry, I'm right now plugging the sucker into my computer. Yeah, that was the biggest waste of money. I am so upset. I don't understand this. You know, I try to live my day with the least amount of stress. Now I can't even stick the USB port in my computer. Remember, they only fit one way. I thought they were designing a USB port that'll take it either way. No, I can't even stick my USB port in. This is the biggest crux. Anyway, all right, I'm that man in a bad mood. I can't plug my iPhone, can't plug in my Mophie. Oh, there I go. Okay, I'm plugged. Now I'm good. All right, now, you know, I've got to prepare. All right, and one of the things we need to prepare for this year is hurricane season. And hurricane season was really, really devastating year after year, especially when we saw Superstorm Sandy hit us, that you thought, okay, well, you know, okay, it wasn't a hurricane. Northeast is usually protected. No, now you had, what was it, weeks of no power among, you know, the deaths and all the other destruction that these hurricanes do, like Katrina and Andrew, et cetera. And so, you know, I told my husband, one, let's get a generator. Two, let's make sure we have enough plugs and outlets where our car can then serve as a battery. Right? You know, you can plug your phone into the car. So many people didn't have cell phone service because there was no power anywhere, but they didn't have the connector. The store sold out of those connectors where you could just plug it into your car, things like that. So I want to be prepared. Now, the United Nations Weather Agency is telling governments to brace for El Nino. They say there is a real risk that the weather event El Nino will occur before the year's end. Antes de El Fin Daniel. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, the WMO, issued a statement saying there's a 60% chance of El Nino occurring between June and August, but it increases to 75 to 80% from October to December. Now, remember, El Nino is where you have this body of warm water that develops in the Pacific. Not the Atlantic, the Pacific. It develops in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean. The water then flows towards the western coast of South America, setting off a chain of weather events globally. It could cause droughts, floods in certain regions, according to Time.com. It could also raise global temperatures on top of man-made global warming. I really don't understand how we as men make the global warming, or I can maybe understand the whole fart thing. I get that. But I just think, you know what we men can do and women can do. Yeah, it could hurt the environment, but to the effect of the whole globe, I don't know. Anyway, all right, but I do believe in this whole El Nino thing. Many governments, looks like, are already in the planning stages of El Nino. They say India is expected to experience weaker monsoons, but Australia, it may be suffering terrible droughts. South America, they're expecting floods. Experts believe that the Pacific, which is already warmed to weak El Nino levels, is going to continue to increase in temperature over the coming months, peaking during the last quarter of 2014 and then dissipating over the first few months of 2015. Now, I know everyone's like, oh, El Nino, El Nino. See, El Nino. Nino means a little boy in Spanish. You know, your niños are your kids. Right? All right. And then you have, well, you have hijo and hija for son and daughter, but niños, like, where are the kids? Los niños. Okay? Niñas for little girl, niño for little boy. So when I see niño, I'm like, oh, it's a little boy, a little cute little boy. No. Okay, El Nino is this event with the warm water, etc. We've talked about hurricane preparation. I don't think any of us really, I don't think a lot of us are in that prep mind. Whenever I hear friends prepping, you know, I think of doomsday preppers. I'm like, oh, man, you guys, please, really? But, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We already are pretty drought-stricken most of the time. So when we hear where there may be droughts, we're like, we already have high water bills. We already know that we're supposed to cut our water, but I don't think people really understand the extent of these things. And what you need to do when times are good is always prepare for bad times. You want to store some money. Right? You want to make sure you have power supplies. You want to make sure you have food supplies. I always tell people, take care of your health issues now while you can. You know, people will say, well, you know what? Overall, I'm looking good. You know, overall, I'm, you know, feeling fine. I'm feeling good, feeling fine. I don't need to, I'm like, you don't understand. If there's going to be something that you think you're going to need urgently, like, for example, some of you guys are walking around with gallbladder pain all the time. I have abdominal pain. It's a gallbladder. My doctor says eventually it's going to have to come out. It's sluggish. I had my HIDA scan. It doesn't seem to have a good ejection fraction, but I don't need to take it out now. And I understand this is a tough decision to make. Okay, while you're still fine and you're functioning and not having, you know, major problems, do you get the surgery done? I get that. Okay, I'm going through that with my knees. I can still walk. I can still do what I need to do with my knees. I'm not going to take the risk of having surgery. However, if we do have more of a crisis with our healthcare system as we see Obamacare unfold, or if we do unfortunately see effects of El Niños or hurricanes or droughts or global warming or whatever's supposed to be coming around the bend. I don't know, a Clinton administration again. I don't know, all right? All right, sorry. I know some of you really like Hillary. All right, I don't know why, but okay, I get that. Maybe get the stuff you need to get done now. Right? If there's anything you think you need to do or get done now, do it. If you have a little bit of extra money that you think you could store away or put away somewhere safe, do it. All right? I can't tell you, any time I prepared for something, I was always really, really grateful I had it. You know, some of you ask why your doctor won't give you an extra antibiotic to have on hand. Well, a lot of the doctors won't, because we doctors are getting yelled at all the time to not give antibiotics when somebody doesn't need it because of antibiotic resistance. However, I understand that a lot of my preppers out there, they want to have an antibiotic, they're ready. I mean, you know, when we learn about travel medicine, you always want to have some Cipro or some Flagyl or some Bactrim on standby. All right? It's just what you do to be prepared. So I get that. So I don't mind as long as you aren't filling it and you let us know when you do fill it and why you filled it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, there was a news report on acne and how some of the medication can cause a dangerous allergy risk. According to the FDA, health officials are warning consumers who use popular anti-acne treatments that there could be some rare but potentially deadly allergic reactions that could cause swelling of the face and difficulty breathing. They are concerned about the gels, face washes, pads, other products that contain benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. These are extremely common. We've been using benzoyl peroxide, I have, since the 80s, because that's when I started my acne. And salicylic acid I started to use in the 90s. But the agency says it's unclear whether those ingredients trigger the reactions or whether some other combination of ingredients is to blame. The over-the-counter treatments are sold as Proactive, Neutrogena, Max Clarity, Oxy, Aveeno, and other brands. According to CTV News, they say for now the agency wants consumers to stop using the products immediately if they experience any tightness of the throat, breathing problems, lightheadedness, or swelling of the eyes, face, lips, etc. They say users can test this. Can you imagine the big scare? Users can test their sensitivity. You always, by the way, anytime you put something on your face, you don't test it on your face. You do a little patch test. You put a little bit of amount, you know, sometimes by your arm. All right, maybe a little bit, you know, on your arm or in a little area, maybe on your leg, a little patch test to see if you get irritated. And then if not, great. Okay, the FDA analysis uncovered 131 reports of serious allergic reactions with topical acne drugs over the last 44 years. Thank God none of the cases were fatal, but 44% of people had to be hospitalized. Most of the problems emerged within 24 hours of first using the treatment. They said regulators stressed that these hypersensitivity reactions are much more serious than rashes and irritations often seen with skin products. That's true. The hypersensitivity reaction, the allergic reaction, it's a much more exaggerated response, and it could be fatal. It could stop bleeding, you know, stop breathing, etc. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, the 1980s, we didn't have this problem. Why now? I don't know. Maybe it's because so many people are on other things. Maybe it's sun exposure. Maybe it's these things aren't being regulated. I don't know. I don't remember having that much of an issue back in the 80s. Why now in the year 2014? Now, usually whenever there's a headline, I like to bring back emails that I had answered. I've already answered this email, but this is a good one, and it pertains because we're talking about acne. Gloria writes, my mother used to pick... Oh, gosh. Sorry, guys, if you're eating. My mother used to pick my zits, and my skin stayed clear. I have a daughter now who is 13, and her skin is acting up. We need to get these blackheads out. Any suggestions newer than what she goes into what her mother used to do? Did she use a comedone extractor? Okay, you know, we always tell people not to pick. We don't want people picking or scratching or touching or flaking or filleting or sauteing. All right, and there's a lot of things. I remember in the 80s, I used to read these teen magazines. One was called Young Miss. Another one was called 17, and they would teach us a variety of things. They would teach us to put our faces over steam because the steam would open up the pores, and then we would get less clogging. It made sense. They would say if you had a big red zit, put some ice on it because the ice would decrease the inflammation. My husband said he learned in the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts to put Colgate toothpaste on pimples, etc. So, I mean, we've been fighting acne ever since we've gotten it, okay? And the one thing that we have been continually told, okay, is don't be getting your fingers in there and your fingernails and spreading the bacteria, the P. acnes bacteria. There's bacteria involved, etc. You have pus, you have inflammatory cells. I mean, it's bad. Not to mention it could cause scarring, all right? However, it's in our natural tendency to want to get it out. It's in our natural tendency to want to squeeze and whatever to get it out. Now, the reason why is these things itch. And it's an immune response. Okay? Some of these itch, so you scratch at it. Some of them cause pressure. So you, as a defense mechanism, and this is something innate, it happened to caveman times, you want to push the stuff out. You have pus in there. You have bacteria and pus. When you push the stuff out, right, it helps get rid of the infection and it heals. You know, I had gotten bit by a spider years ago, and the spider bite, my leg started to blow up, and I had this big, huge infection that actually looked like a booby. And it got really white on top, and the doctor told me to, you know, take my antibiotics. She put me on Keflex, 500 milligrams, four times a day. This was about 20-some years ago. And she told me to do warm soaks till it opens. Now, when it opened, now remember, I was taught you don't pick, you don't touch, you don't push. And I go, well, if it opens, I mean, you know, do we drain it? What do we do? She goes, push it out. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to touch you. You're not supposed to push. She goes, no, you got to push the infection out. You got to sit there in the warm bath and push it out. Now, of course, I push it out. Within the next day, it was almost all healed. I mean, it was like you just had to get the stuff out. The only thing is, you know, we... A lot of people will tell me, look, this is how, you know, we used to handle it in our family. You have to be very, very careful, though, when it comes to your child, especially your teenage daughter, right? And you starting to mess with their face. I see people using needles and safety pins and tweezers and steak knives. And what the hell are you guys doing to your kids' faces with acne? All right. We do not want you doing any cutting. Now, I understand a lot of you, okay, will go to your dermatologist, and your dermatologist will use a comedone extractor. And these comedone extractors that a lot of people are getting, I've been asked, where do you get one? I mean, they're really easy. They're these little things where you basically kind of put it over the zit. You put a little bit of pressure on the side and it helps squeeze the stuff out. You got to be careful because those could still cause scarring if it tears into the skin. Remember, you get scarring if the dermal layer gets hurt. And some doctors will actually take a little blade, open up the zits, use the comedone extractors, clean the stuff out, and they do that, right? So they basically express the stuff out, just like in the olden days, picking zits. But they do it in a more sterile way, so they aren't spreading the bacteria. They do it where they're only working on the epithelium. They're not trying to disturb the dermis, so there's not, hopefully, as much scarring. And there is an art. There's a technique to it. But many of you do have a point. When you have those blackheads, there's a difference between the whiteheads and the blackheads, right? The whiteheads, you know, kind of have the pus and a lot of the inflammatory fluid, and they're coming to a head, etc. The blackheads are the ones that you could be walking around with for a long time, but they end up eventually festering. These blackheads are pores that have already filled up. Now you got the bacteria, you got the old dead skin, and it's not opening up. What I recommend as a doctor for skin is, first and foremost, clean your face. You've got to clean your face. Then we recommend certain exfoliative things. Like, they have new acne scrubs where they have, it feels like little rocks. What that does is it helps get off the dead skin. When you help get off the dead skin and peel off the dead layers, you expose the younger, healthier layers, maybe can open up some of your pores. We also use a lot of salicylic acid and glycolic acid later with acne. That would help with the scars. It would help remove that top layer, remove extra dirt. I love those. However, that's what they're talking about in the news today, where there could be allergic reactions. And so rather than doing it the old-fashioned way where people are kind of opening it up and expressing them and pushing these things out, et cetera, and whatever, right, because we find it leads to scarring. Now we're putting all sorts of crap on our face, all sorts of chemicals, all sorts of stuff, and people are reacting. There has to be a fine line. And what I recommend you do, because acne scarring will be with you for life, is as your teenager is starting to go, well, what I did is I took my kid in before the acne started, okay? And I said, all right, what is the best advice? What do you recommend? And he just recommended something topical when, okay, the pimples come up. Nothing that we have to put on daily yet. A lot of you will put antibiotic gels on your face daily. If that works for you, great. Please understand it leads to bacterial resistance. I used to be put on tetracycline for acne. It leads to antibiotic resistance. I'm not a big fan of people taking antibiotics. But I do understand that some of these topical antibiotics, they work. And if the bacteria aren't resistant, you may find them to be very effective. But sit down and talk with your physician and find out how to do it. And I apologize for bringing up kind of a, you know, disgusting subject, but it happens. Some of you will also ask me, why am I getting acne now, you know, when I'm in my 40s or 50s or et cetera? You still always have the potential to get acne. You can still get pimples, whatever. It could be hormonal changes. It could be because of makeup you wear. It could be because of sunscreen you put on your face. It could be because you shaved your beard and you got a little folliculitis and there was irritation. Irritation and trauma to parts of the face can also incite some of the bacteria to decide to grow. You know, there's always bacteria on your face, all right? It takes advantage of certain things, and it can take advantage of hormones, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the UN Office of Drugs and Crimes World Drugs Report says that marijuana is on the rise, marijuana use is on the rise, and more Americans are using cannabis. Oh, really? Thank you. I wonder how much money they spent on that report. The state of Washington legalized marijuana back in December 2012. Colorado passed the same legislation January 2013. And apparently use of the drug
is increasing. Okay? The report stressed that the perceived lower risk of cannabis use in the U.S. has led to rise in its use, with more people visiting hospital emergency departments over its use. The research showed that there was an increase of 56% in U.S. cannabis-related visits to hospitals between 2006 and 2010, and a 14% rise in administration to treatment facilities for drug abuse over the same period. Meanwhile, the global cannabis use has decreased, while the worldwide farming of illegal opium poppy rose 25% between 2012 and 2013. The UN also says illicit drugs kill up to 200,000 people every year. Apparently, there's a surge in opium production in Afghanistan. Now, this is being reported by the Khalij Times. The Khalij Times? Yeah. So, 200,000 people dying every year due to illicit drugs. Marijuana on the rise in the U.S. You know, one of my regrets in medical school was they didn't let us try some of these drugs. No, stop. I'm serious. Think about it. Here I am as a doctor telling you, oh, don't do pot. Don't do crack. Don't do ecstasy. Very, very bad for you. Very, very bad. I don't understand what my patients are going through. All right? Smoking. I have no idea what you smokers are going through and when you're trying to quit. I have no idea what nicotine addiction feels like. And I'm not saying we all should be nicotine addicted. And I'm not saying a good doctor is somebody that's experienced all sorts of maladies. I mean, you know, you can only, you got to be able to be healthy inside and out to take care of other people. All right. But, you know, here I am on my high horse telling my listeners and my patients, stop smoking. Well, do I have any idea what nicotine feels like or what it... I tried some chew a long time ago. You know, tobacco in my mouth. I didn't like it. It tasted like crap. Yeah, maybe I don't understand that. But here I am trying to treat you, and I have no idea. Marijuana. All right, how am I as a doctor supposed to tell you to do it or to not do it? I have absolutely no idea or no experience. The only experience I'm getting right now with marijuana from my patients, okay, it was very little because, remember, it's been illegal, okay? No one wanted to report it to the doctor, especially me taking notes. Okay, fine, all right, so you have a family history of colon cancer, write that down, family history of colon cancer, you smoke marijuana. They don't want that stuff written down, so they don't tell me. Okay, now it's kind of the in vogue thing. Yeah, I smoke pot. This year, I have probably had a 1,000% increase of people admitting to me that they smoke pot than all 15 years of practice. This is just astronomical. And I'm learning that a lot more people are using it, a lot more people are trying it, because it quote-unquote works. What's it doing? You know, oh, it helps my arthritis, it helps my blood pressure, it helps this. Does it really help? I don't know. The only thing I'm seeing as a doctor, which is kind of confusing to me, because I really wasn't pro-medical marijuana unless people really needed it for cancer pain or for appetite, etc., was I'm finding a lot of my patients that do smoke pot, they're not asking me for the same medicines as my non-pot smokers. Or now, people can say, well, your non-pot smokers aren't admitting to you if they smoke pot or not. Good point. But, I mean, you know, when they say, no, I really don't smoke pot, I'm not going to tell them to go and do it. You know, so, I mean, part of me wishes in medical school they let us smoke some joints and kind of get an idea. Now, the problem with that, though, is in my 20s I wasn't hurting. You know, I would really like to know if pot really does help you with your arthritis. If pot does help you lose weight, it's supposed to cause you to gain weight because of the munchies, but there was a study out that the average marijuana smoker keeps their weight down because they don't stress eat. Well, that's odd. I mean, what does it actually do? Now, I'm not saying I'm going to try it or, you know, but I don't think a lot of us who are making decisions on this understands what we're dealing with. Now, I think it's dangerous to let students practice and see what ecstasy does and cocaine does, etc. I mean, I could just assume it probably makes these people feel pretty damn good. All right? I could just assume it. Some of my fellow colleagues who have experimented, they understand exactly, and they're like, I know what these people want. Okay, I kind of get an idea. I mean, the only experience I ever had with a high was when I got my Demerol when I was in labor. That first shot of Demerol when I was in labor, and remember, I was in labor for 5 days before I was able to finally get any pain medicine. I had to go back home. I mean, it was miserable. And I finally get that first shot of Demerol, and it was like, whoa. Now, I didn't want to take any more because I was afraid of the baby. I mean, I wanted a little bit more because the pain was coming back. But once your receptors are all, you know, loaded up with that first bolus, the second one doesn't do much. And then I was like, okay, well, then no more. It's not worth it. The baby's heart rate's going down. I'll just wait for my epidural. But damn. Okay, and so I think I have an idea. I don't have a true idea. I know I'm still looking like I'm sitting, you know, in behind a desk going, oh, you know, I hate that feeling. I like to feel like I was in the trenches with you guys on all sorts of things. But when it comes to drugs, I have to admit, no, not. But I don't think a lot of us really understand why people are turning to pot. Now, yeah, some people, they may want an escape, and we need to know that. Why do you need an escape? What's going on? Okay, why do you feel like you need to escape? Are you really hating your job? Have we given birth to a generation now where they don't want to put any effort into anything? Everything's supposed to just come to them easy. They're just supposed to get a job. They're just supposed to be able to get their fast food. They're supposed to get their message. They don't even have to buy a stamp anymore or take the effort to write a letter. They could just text LOL and get the information they want to. They don't have to go to a library to open up a book and do a research project. All you have to do is Google something and you get everything. You get your pictures, you get all that, you know, within minutes. We have a society now where everybody gets what they want. Then why? Why do you need to escape? What are you escaping from? Why are you going to pot? You're in pain. What's hurting? Why are you in pain? Now remember, we have a huge baby boomer population that's getting older, that has arthritis. And these people have been told no more anti-inflammatories, no more pain medicines. Mark my words, the biggest group of marijuana users, once things become legalized, is really going to be our baby boomers. Is that going to affect their driving? Is it going to affect their mentation? Right? Is it going to affect their sexual decisions? They're already one of the fastest growing populations for STDs, but now that we have Viagra. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I'm not saying we need to legalize it or we don't need to legalize it, but I think a lot of us that have never tried the stuff, we just don't understand. Right? You know, what is the big draw to this? Yeah, there's vogues and there's, you know, fads like the pet rock and the grapefruit diet. But, you know, to still try to get your hands on some expensive marijuana that's being taxed to the gill that could still be considered illegal in some parts of town, what is the big draw? And if we don't understand that, because we're just like, all right, they're just smoking hot pot and they're potheads, we may not get to the root of some of society's most current problems. All right? I know some of you are like, do we really want to know? I know. I'd like to keep my head in the sand on that one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More Dr. Dalia coming right up.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sometimes I get the question, when is it too old to get pregnant? All right? You know, some of you guys are 62. I would say adopt. Honestly, I don't think my uterus or my bladder or my boobs could go through any more trauma that childbirth does. There's been women that have given birth in their 50s. Wasn't there a woman who was a surrogate and she was in her 60s and helped carry her daughter's baby or something like that? So, I mean, it could be done. Well, now we have an interesting study. Very, very interesting study, saying women who give birth after the age of 33 tend to live longer. They say remaining fertile later in life is linked to a slower aging process. There's these genetic variants that women may have, allowing them to give birth later in life. These, I guess, you know, these variants will then possibly be the same thing that protects them with their longevity. They say the study found that women who had had their last child after the age of 33 were twice as likely to celebrate their 95th birthday compared to those who gave birth for the last time by 29. Lead researcher Dr. Thomas Pearls from Boston University Medical Center said the findings do not mean women should delay having children. Of course, this does not mean women should wait, all right? You know, the age at last childbirth, okay? You know, we talk about we want to make sure you guys have your first kid before 35. That's ideal, all right? You know, I mean, really, the younger you are, the better. Yeah, I just diagnosed pregnancy in a 19-year-old. That baby's going to pop out beautifully. She's going to have the easiest labor. I go, oh, I'm so worried about the labor. I go, child, you're 19. You're going to burp and it'll come out. Please. Yeah, I was pregnant. I had my first baby when I was 28, my second baby when I was 30. And I felt old. You know, I mean, I felt it. And, you know, we were talking about me maybe getting pregnant again when I was 35. Well, you're advanced maternal age. Advanced maternal age. Yes, you're advanced maternal. Wait, was I 30 or was I 32? I was 30. Yeah, how old am I now? My son is 11. I'm 32. Oh, maybe I gave birth when I was 30 and then 32. Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I was old. All right. Anyway, my mom gave birth to her fourth. You see, my son, hold on. I got to figure this out. I can't go on. One of my sons is 14. I'm 43, which means I was 29 going on 30 when I gave birth to him. And then I was like, okay, good, got it. Okay, good. Because they were 2 years, 8 months apart. We had to give birth to the other one early because he wouldn't come out. You know, he was just kind of kicking back, doing nothing, not even moving, not even growing. I'm like, time to come out. And no, I want to stay in here another month. I'm like, get out. Okay, so I gave birth to my kids. All right, placenta. Have you ever seen an older woman's placenta? That, I mean, you could drop it on the floor and shatter it like in Terminator 2, the liquid nitrogen did to the bad guy Terminator. I mean, it was not a soft, juicy placenta. This thing was dry and hard and crackly, but that's a subject for another day. My mom gave birth to her fourth kid when she was 42. God willing, right now, she's 90 years old. So this may mean she's going to be still kicking for a while. Good. I mean, I hope so. I love my mom. I love my mommy. All right. Researchers analyzed data from the Long Life Family Study, a social and genetic investigation of 551 families containing many exceptionally long-living members. The scientists determined the age. It's usually the battle axes that live the longest. You notice that? The honestly, you know, you look at the family members, the nice, quiet ones that everybody loves, they die. The ones that are the mean, annoying battle axes, they last forever. Not that I want anyone to die young by any means, but it's just very interesting how that works out, which means maybe if I want to live longer, I become an old, grumpy, witchy battle axe. I will. I love that name, that term, battle axe. Yeah, that's probably how you do it. You know, you play good cop, bad cop in the family. I always try to be good cop and daddy bad cop. Maybe I'll be the bad cop. You live longer. I want daddy to live longer, too. All right, anyway, scientists determined the ages at which 462 women had their last child and how long those women lived to be. This is published in the journal Menopause. I know a lot of you guys out there are like, I'll stick to my Sports Illustrated. Nah, come on. Oh, come on. Subscribe to the journal Menopause. You could do it. The Journal of the North American Menopause Society. I don't mean to insult anybody, but I would really love to see what the North American Menopause Society meetings look like. Yeah? Come to order. Damn it. Will somebody listen to open up a window. I'm hot. I can't stand the way I feel. Menopause sucks. I hurt. Yeah, I gotta tell you, the North American Menopause Society, I'm probably not gonna join. I dig what you guys do. I think it's cool. Anyway, they indicate that women may be the driving force, but we're always the driving force, behind the evolution of genetic variants that slow aging. If a woman has these variants, she's able to reproduce and bear children for a longer period of time, increasing her chances of passing down those genes to the next generation. The possibility that may be a clue as to why 85% of women live to 100 or more years, while only 15% of men do. So it's got to be something that is in our genes. Yeah, I don't know. I'm 43. I'm afraid to have another kid. You want to know why I'm afraid to have another kid? Is because if I have a daughter. You know, I love kids, and yes, I would love to have daughters. I really would. And I think I would be a good mom. I think she and I would be best friends. But I am scared to death of having a daughter. Because if she is anything like me, flirty, hoochie mama, big-breasted, I couldn't sleep at night. I would be so worried that she would be getting out. I couldn't handle it. At least my boys, it's easy. All I have to do is sew a condom to them when they go out. It's easy. And I will. I will. Numb it up. Sew the condom on. We're good. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. New York, sugary sodas have won again. Apparently, the Court of Appeals on Thursday upheld lower court rulings that the city's Board of Health exceeded its authority in 2012 by enacting former Mayor Michael Bloomberg's ban on large sugary beverages. See, that's interesting. I don't remember getting a large drink in New York. I have to see that. Usually, the drinks in New York are the Dr. Brown's cream soda. You know, they just tell you to go and buy a cream soda. You know, they don't have the Coke machine. They just stock the sodas, and you just grab a cream soda or a black cherry Dr. Brown's or something like that. Yeah. They weren't allowed to do that. They say by choosing among competing policy goals without any legislative delegation or guidance, the board engaged in lawmaking and thus infringed, amen, upon the legislative jurisdiction of the City Council of New York. This was a 4-2 decision, according to Judge Eugene Pigott. The ruling likely strikes a final legal blow to the controversial policy enacted by the Bloomberg administration to ban large sugary beverages over 16 ounces. Okay, now, apparently Mayor de Blasio has, I guess, tried to champion that as well. My thing is you're right, sugary drinks are evil. I know that. They are probably the root of a lot of our obesity problems. But when you have city councils now restrict and fine for something that should be our right in a free country, it makes me nervous. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.